Proclamation number 8027 of 27th of October, 1961. Fulfillment of prophecy is proof of truth. There is irrefutable proof of the truth of my proclamations from above, for you will very soon experience my voice sounding loud and mighty, as I have predicted to you for a long time. I have to decide on an unusual revelation so that it will be easy for those of good will to believe, for in the last days everything will be done on my adversary's part to undermine the faith in me as a God of love, wisdom and power. From his side I am portrayed as a God of wrath, as a strict judge, as a being which lacks love and is therefore not perfect. And people's love for me is diminished by such portrayals. People are given such a distorted image of my nature that they find it difficult to love such a being. But I woo your love and therefore reveal myself to you in direct form. I speak to you and inform you of my nature in all truthfulness. You can still doubt that it is my direct address to you. Yet you will perceive it as truth if only you want to be instructed in truth. And I will prove myself to you. After all, even this proof is not yet a compulsion of faith but only a help for the one who is of good will. What I predicted to you will come to pass very soon, and then you will obviously recognize the power of your God and Creator, who also created you. You will now know that everything else is truth which I myself have made known to you through my word. And then you will also take the path to me. You will call upon the being for protection and support, which so obviously reveals itself to you, which proves its existence to you through its address and which thus wants to win you over for itself. For you humans have to acknowledge me if your earthly life is not to have been an idle existence. And you acknowledge me when you pray to me in spirit and in truth, when you call upon me for help in a hardship which you cannot remedy on your own. Everything that still happens or is permitted by me is only based on my love, on my will to help you, to induce you to recognize me and thus to conclude your infinitely long process of development from the abyss to the ascent with the success that you have found your way back to me again, you who once voluntarily separated yourselves from me. And because there is not much time left and my adversary uses all arts to keep your souls in the abyss, my influence is also so obvious that you can truly find your way to me if this is your will. And therefore I will very soon provide you with the evidence that you stand in the unusual grace of being addressed by me myself. Because my prophecies come true which precede the last end, which was also predicted to you through my direct address. I don't demand anything unusual from you, I take the weakness of your faith into account. I know that it is far more difficult to attain a living faith in the last days. Yet whatever can still happen on my part to facilitate your return to me will also happen, for I love you, my living creations, and I don't want you to get lost again for an infinitely long time. I want to help you so that you may still finish your course of development in this period, so that the path through earthly creation is completed for you. That you find your way to me, that you acknowledge me and long for and strive for unification with me. And I truly want to make it easy for you to believe in a God and Creator who wants to be your Father and therefore expects the love of a child from you in order to be able to take you to his heart again, in order to be able to transfer you back to where you dwelled in the beginning, in order to make you happy again with his love for all eternity. Amen.